This episode is brought to you in part by Wholehearted Love, a new book by Caleb and Stephanie Rouse. Overcome the barriers that hold you back in your relationships with God and with others, and delight in feeling safe, seen, and loved with Wholehearted Love. For more information, go to Tyndale.com.
You're listening to the Enneagram and Marriage Podcast.
I'm your host, Krista Harden, and I'm so glad you showed up for our relationship chat today, as well as for you and your people. We're all about living intentionally here so you can experience joy and balance in your relationships once again or for the very first time. Be sure you hang with us on our social media platforms, and if you like research like I do, make sure you check out our website at enneagramandmarriage.com for our weekly newsletter, freebies, and so much more, as well as at Instagram and Facebook. We have so many goodies to share with you. Let's dive right in together. Hello, and thank you so much for joining for this special episode of the E&M Pod. Today, we're going to try to procure more energy for you. I know we have daylight savings time coming up, and we're going to be talking tips for every type briefly today so that you can truly find the ways that you thrive the most. And I know this will help you in a relationship too, because when we come to our relationships in adulthood with a little less energy after the honeymoon stage, or let's say after the kid phase, or during the kid phase, it's not easy to come up with sexual instinct vibes. It's not easy to come up with social vibes or even healthy self-pres vibes if you're exhausted. So I'm going to give you some tips for you to help you to make sure that doesn't happen as much. And the first one I'm going to start with today is just taking a 4-minute or 5-minute rest whenever you need just a micro nap, just to shut your eyes. I used to talk about this on the pod a lot. I don't always need that if I don't eat as many carbs in the midday, but today I needed it. And it was such a gift to me to just take 4 minutes. I put my timer on. I put Alexa on for rain sounds. And it was a delight in between homeschooling Jack and talking about Napoleon and then coming into our space of a client and a phone session. I just felt like it was such a better time because of that little 4-minute rest. So I hope that you too allow yourself little breaks, even if it's just that 30-second closing eyes or taking some deep breaths. It matters. You matter and you're worth it. And of course, we know the baseline also for healthy relationship window of tolerance is getting those precious date nights in and also making sure that you're taking some time so that you can replenish and have room for that sexual instinct and that social instinct with other couples, with your friends. And of course, as we talked about Monday, with even showing RNA markers in a positive direction when we serve and help others more than just self-care. So we're all about that. Now, you know, daylight savings is coming up. So now we need to give you a little more energy so you can do all that. So I'm excited to share that with you. Only announcements I have for today are be on the lookout for your Ennea Summit. That is right now happening. So I'm not going to go into that, but I hope you're enjoying it, and me too, because I'm talking about this just as it starts. But I'm really excited to dig in with you and to learn from others. And I'm also so honored to be there sharing. I also wanted to let you know that we have our special Wednesday Deeper Dive podcast. And I am so grateful that I am iterating a more practical way to merge a bit of Enneagram and Myers-Briggs today. So if you're looking for ways to know how different types and instincts would actually overlay with Myers-Briggs, and if you also want some actual practical hacks for relating, so helpful. I was just telling Glenda, my co-therapist on my team, about that at Pure Bar today. And I was just sharing something really quick with her about relating and loving with the Myers-Briggs. And she was like, oh, I love that. So make sure you check that out if you want to continue journeying there and doing some spiral education. My number one goal for you here, there, and everywhere I teach is for you to, yes, have some concepts, and yes, perhaps sometimes to co-regulate, but also more than anything, to give you practical relationship tips so you can thrive. So that's what I'm doing on that deep dive for you today, even if it's a system you're not usually used to. And then we're going to be heading into a topic that I see every single time is so big on my rankings whenever I look to see what have people been looking at, and it is definitely that sexual instinct. So we will revisit that soon too. Now, for today's topic on energy, I am so excited to talk about this with you. And I want to let you know that each and every person here needs to know the basic definition of energy is the ability to do work. And when you're not healthy or when you're using your energy in a way that doesn't serve you and your family well, then you don't get to do any work. You're flat on your face, or you're just in your dysregulated state, and you're not getting anything done, honestly. And honestly, being a parent or a spouse or a worker, or maybe even all of those things, requires that you do that work well. So, what can you do type by type? That's what we're going to go through briefly today to work on that. And just take one tip from your type, and you can come back and listen later if you need it again. But I just want to let you know, for starters, that if you're a type one, one of the most basic things that you can do for yourself is understand how big and important fun is for you. I know that sounds so silly, but I was just seeing a Facebook post I made 14 years ago. I got the reminder that I was sharing how I was making sure Wes had a date night. He's a type one, my husband. And I was like, okay, he's exhausted, he's worn out, but he needs a little fun. And I will be honest, he needed that fun so much. I believe he was in medical school at that time, and his eyesight actually started to be affected by that. And it was like he was studying and working so much that he didn't take care of his eyes. And it was, of course, obviously genetic as well, but it was a moment in time when we realized you can cause eye strain, you can overdo. So, type ones, please schedule time for play and just relaxing. And I recommend about 6 hours a week for couples on that. And then take regular breaks on your work day, maybe some sort of reformed Pomodoro method. And also make sure that you remember that the good and the perfect are sort of enemies. We say that if you can get it done well, put it out there, and then you can work on it more at the next iteration. I know that's hard, so take a deep breath on hearing that. But know that if you're giving good quality and even excellent work, you are allowed to rest. Please know that, and please allow yourself that. That will bring more energy for the long haul. And I will be honest to add to that briefly that when I've been reading about what causes problems and stress in our bodies, I keep seeing this example of somebody who is holding in anger. So making sure that you get that fun will help you to not have that resentment building up, and you'll allow yourself, like, let God be God. I can just rest for a bit. Okay. Now, if you're a two, know that twos obviously are very caring and trying to be harmonizing with others' personalities and allowing them to really see, okay, I'm not going to take from you, I'm going to give. But as a two, I want you to understand what is so helpful is when you reach out, ask for advice, let somebody else carry you a bit, somebody that you trust, please, only somebody that you trust. We all hear horror stories. Somebody that has good ethics, somebody that you know is a good mentor to you, somebody you can look up to, and let them help you. It doesn't have to be somebody that you don't respect, and I don't want it to be, but somebody that you respect, let them pray for you, let them serve you, let them hear something small they could do, and allow them a few options so that they don't feel like you're manipulating. But just, hey, is there anything you could maybe bring by my house this week? Because I could use a hug, you know, and maybe they bring you a smoothie, or you ask them, do you have any time in the next few weeks for a date night for us? And just get a babysitter from a friend. I know if you're a two, you've probably done this for others. And then lastly, for you, I want you to, instead of always defaulting to yes, make sure that you set some of your own boundaries and say no and say what feeds you. My friend Glenda was just saying to me today, can we line up our schedules for our workouts? Because as a two, I like to be with other people. And I'm like, if you don't mind that I go into my head, sure. You know, and she's like, no, I just love to have that energy with others. And so that's important for you to know, like, I'm allowed to ask, and other people are allowed to tell me their boundaries, and then we can all have fun together. So that's what I know you love, is together time. And it will give you energy to say no sometimes when it isn't the right fit. Okay. And you heard that on Monday's podcast too. So, type threes, I hope you'll remember that in this day and age, threes are and can be on technology all day long. They can work all through the night, all through the day. Most threes I know don't sleep very much. And this goes down to like the 18-year-old threes that I know that I've had as clients. And so I want you to understand Just unplugging a bit is so key. Just like I said, just 3 or 4 minutes, even like I said, if you're running so fast, just 1 minute of shutting your eyes and resting till you literally drool can help you so much. Because I know you want to go for the long haul, and I know your body is going to thank you later. Also, I know that threes merge. So watch the energy of somebody that you respect and love who is successful around you. And we're going to have somebody on the podcast like that soon to help us soon with restful rhythms, and I'm really excited for that. But I really love that you can look to people that you admire to say, okay, they're doing it and they're resting, I can do that too, because you can merge in a healthy way. Also, taking the breaks is important for you too, as well as looking ahead. I know you're good at this already, but looking ahead to say, you know, why am I doing this? And if it's because you want your kids to enjoy something later or your spouse, allow yourself to come a bit more into the now and say, you know what? I don't have tomorrow promise, but what I do have is today. So allow yourself to plan for some fun things that engage you enough for now so that you're not on tech the whole time, and maybe leave the phone in the car locked up while your spouse takes theirs so that you can hold yourself to just being present, and that will energize you. Okay. Now, if you're a four, I know energy can feel very inward for fours, and it's so important that you allow yourself some healthy flow in your day. And I won't say as rigid of a schedule if you're a four, but some healthy flow where there's a really nice balance of time to contemplate and do art and think or do some body work, as well as some focus time and what you need to do. And don't tell yourself the story that you're not allowed to take a break. And also let yourself know that when you are feeling that melancholy, you can allow it to turn into some tears. I hope I've talked about that in other episodes, so that you can shift into action. And so it starts with this melancholic thought, but then you allow yourself to say, you know what, I'm gonna allow myself to feel. I may need a song to do that. I may need some journaling. I may need to dig even a little deeper than I normally do. But once you allow the feelings to flow, that way you can release. And then you can come back into doing like, okay, I'm getting up, I'm washing my face. We hear about this from King David. I use that as an example a lot, if you know the Old Testament, because I think David had a lot of four traits, and yet he was also able to greet and then move forward. Now, routines are important. Like I said, if it's too rigid, it can be a turnoff, and a four can drive into their one so hard that they lose their fourness. So I love to see healthy rhythms whenever possible, not like super strict. Okay. Now, fives, you guys can overthink, and that mental energy can burn a lot of your stamina. And so there's very little ability to do relationship work after you've burned it all up with other things. So allow yourself to give yourself time to contemplate and make your decisions, but also allow yourself to notice, when am I actually activated with some body energy? Maybe first thing before you get on that computer, or maybe right after work, you now develop a routine. I've had five clients do that where they're like, I literally have a different route I leave my home office from, and then I go right to my home gym, or I leave and go out to the gym. And it's beautiful to see the routines that are developing and how much energy can come when you do leave that tech world behind. But it does take that transition time and the ability to context switch. So take a lot of deep breaths, context switch, and give yourself a little time to set the boundaries you need to. And if you're with this person, you guys might remember when Dr. Anita Coonley came on and talked about the personality type called the security guard. If you don't remember that episode, go back to it or get her book on the four relationship styles and make sure you get it, because she did a fantastic job of letting us know that fives do need to pull back. So she didn't use the five language. She used the security guard, but it was five. Okay. Not all fives, but most fives. Okay. Now, Enneagram sixes, we know that you have a struggle with having so much energy that it can feel like control to your spouse or partner. It can feel like you do not let them off the leash that keeps you safe. And so you need to allow them to have who they are, also take some leadership positioning. And that might mean you have a spouse with a heart of love, or you have a spouse with a body. Of course, you all have a body, but you know what I mean? A body presentation. And so allow them to take you on a journey that you would not normally take when you're negatively chaining the what ifs. And if they want to talk about what's happening in the here and now, or going to the sensing, or if they want to do some heart work with you, I encourage you to go their route, not just pull them to yours. I also encourage you to get in your feelings, just like I said, to type fours, to really get in them. You may say, well, we are already reactive types, and I know that, but getting into your feelings and allowing that good cry can help you a lot. And then again, you can rub your eyes, come back, maybe even hit the gym, because for sixes, there's a lot of extra energy that can be outward at their spouse. And I love to see it in the more natural six state, which is more neutralized, more peaceful. And I think it'll be really attractive to your spouse too, to see you, oh my gosh, they're working out, they're taking care of themselves, and they're a little more calm. Okay, now Enneagram sevens, we know that we have so much energy that we often have to save it for the day, because it's so big in the morning that we can use it all. And it's so big in the evening and we can just go wild. But in the middle of the day, if we're not careful with those morning and evening pockets, we don't have any energy. So what I want to encourage you with is that you would allow yourself to titrate a little bit. I have to do this often. Even in the middle of a workout, I have to be like, you know what, girl, you do not have it today. You are not going to make it the long haul. And if you are in touch with your interior, which a lot of sevens aren't, but if you're starting to be and you're starting to listen and notice your body and what it's telling you, you'll be able to notice, okay, I don't have what it takes today to be this active or to be this vocal. When I was with Jack on Monday at our gig, I was sharing about how he had this acting gig. It was really fun. But after about several hours, I said, you know, I've got to start getting a little bit lower key, because we were talking Enneagram, and I found out the couple that was the producer and the talent scout, I was like, oh my gosh, they were a 1-2 couple. So dear, so cute. And hello, if you're listening, because they heard about my podcast and they had already had done Enneagram work. And I was like, you know what? Like, this is a great time, but I need to save a little bit more energy. I knew I was going to have a client at 5:30. I knew we were wrapping at 4. Of course, we took a little longer, but it was like, this is going to be a big day. And so I need to make sure that I don't burst with all of the energy right now. So I totally went into 5 for the last few hours of that, just allowed that space of quiet. You can do it. I know it doesn't feel natural. Also, I want you to know that try to avoid stimulants like caffeine, because they will just crash you. And I also understand that you might feel like you need them a little bit. So I'll trust you with that, but just allow yourself to find your body's natural rest rhythms. Like I said, the micro nap versus counting on caffeine, because it might take you too high. Okay, now Enneagram 8s, again, a lot of big energy here, but I also know that you do beautifully when you have a safe retreat space. Sometimes that's into your phone, sometimes that's just into a nap, sometimes that's into research. I want you to find that space and allow yourself to recharge with joy versus recharging with resentment that nobody can keep your pace. And I don't want you to avoid recharging, because I also know that's a temptation for 8s who have more body energy than really a lot of the other types. And so it's a great thing, but you could also use so much that you never rest. And I've heard that from other people who are fitness coaches, to say sometimes their 8s do not know when to stop. And I know that's very key and critical, that you allow yourself a healthy rest, and also allow yourself to bring some healthy intention into your schedule. So give yourself time to work on projects that are meaningful, and feel free. I think you do this already well as an 8, but you have such a helper gift that I'm going to say it anyway. Feel free to say no. I know everybody expects you to show up 24/7 all the time on, but I want you to feel free to set your boundaries, just as I said to 2s, and that will help you to maintain more even energy and understand your family doesn't share the same style, but you know that we've talked about that before. Okay, now last but not least are nines, and you guys really need energy. I know that many times once you're activated in your body work, you get it, and that is absolutely certain. I was talking to somebody on a radio program about that who was a call-in person recently, and she was saying, oh my gosh, she didn't barely know anything about Enneagram, but she was a nine, and she's like, oh, I feel so much better when I get my brisk walk in, and she was sharing how she was in the perimenopause years, and she's like, I am taking it all out on my husband. And I notice this with all the nines I work with, that when you come from that baseline bottom up process of body work first, and I know we're used to the top down mental processing, but it just doesn't serve, especially our body types, as well. So making sure you're there in your body work, getting that massage scheduled, getting that brisk walk in or fun workouts. Nines love their fun workouts. We have a lot of Disney nines here in Florida who love doing their Disney marathons. Whatever it is, you guys are so strong. And I want you to allow yourself to wake up to your strength. And then you will find you have so much more energy than you realize. And once you get a nine moving, as many of you know, with this neutral energy that can be dormant for a while and potential energy, oh my gosh, boy, do they get kinetic and they can beat all of us. I know every time I go running with my daughter, Melody, it's so funny because I'm like going the whole time, like I said, as a seven, like full speed. And I mean, for me, full speed is not that fast, but like, it's so funny that every time it never fails. At the end, she's racing past me and I'm like, oh my gosh, you guys have so much like inside of you. So I believe in you. I know you can come away with this great reminder that is not hurtful to you, but just a beautiful reminder because you deserve it and you're worthy of it. Even if you're injured right now, do what you can so that you can find that. And avoiding procrastination will be huge too, so that you just do it when you schedule it. You know how I said to some of the other type schedules won't move you as much. With nine, schedules are your best friend because they keep you on track. So write one up and allow it to have some healthy rhythms with the body work in the spaces of the day that you know you need it. And here for nine, I am going to say coffee is your best friend. Sometimes early rising can be a great gift to nines. And so many of you are probably shocked to hear that. And my daughter being only 16 right now, Melody, she needs more sleep, so I don't force that on her at all. But I know a lot of healthy nines who get up really early. And I told Melody, when you're a mom, you might do this. It's cherished time for these moms because they're like, it's very hard to get up, but it's my time for my comfort, for my rest, for my coffee, and for a bit of fitness. And it's just glorious. And Melody gets plenty of that in all her dance and theater classes. So make sure you take care of you. Now, I'm just going to remind everybody, take one tip from today. It might have even been a tip you heard from another type or one of the general tips I gave at the beginning. But take that tip and take it with you into this weekend and allow yourself that space to really rest with your partner too and to bring them some of that energy that we procured together today. So join me on the Myers-Briggs deep dive if you want to get a little bit more information, and also at the NES Summit this week. So glad to talk to you today. Talk to you soon. Bye-bye.
Thank you again for listening with us. It was so wonderful to have you. I love knowing we're doing this journey together, not perfectly, but with love, grace, and hopefully some fun too. If you love today's episode, make sure you leave us a 5-star review at Apple Podcasts or Spotify so others can find it too. Visit our show notes so you can get all the links from today's show, as well as enneagramandmarriage.com, the Instagram, the Facebook, and all over the place. Make sure you spread the word. Love living intentionally with you. Bye-bye.